The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. We are live and local on the north end of Grand Rapids at the Fifth Third Ballpark. We're celebrating the Winter Beer Festival up here with the Michigan Brewers Guild. And joining us right now, we have Russ Springsteen, Bruce's brother, from Right Brain Brewery.
Why do you always go for the low-hanging fruit?
Because that it is. He look kind of even looks like him. So, but anyway, good morning, Russ.
Good morning. He's actually my uncle.
Is he really?
Yeah.
See? So there we go. All good, man.
Yeah, well, welcome. It's great to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about your beer, and unfortunately, I have never been in your facility. Tell me exactly where you're located.
Exactly, downtown Traverse City.
What street are you on?
Garland Street.
Oh.
It's more like an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tucked in there.
Okay. You've been open for 4 years?
I have. Yep, just a little over 4 years.
You have a unique history, and you were telling us, and I heard the story from, I don't know who was telling me about you in the last year or so, but you opened up 20 years ago under a different auspice. How did you get going? What did you used to do?
I was a barber. I cut hair for the last 20 years, and So, you know, I did it for a living. I enjoyed it, but I've always wanted to brew beer. So I opened Salon Saloon 5 years ago, and then I opened the brewery a year later.
Salon Saloon.
Salon Saloon.
Did you cut hair and serve beer there? Yeah. Was that kind of the gig? Kind of like where you get the...
We serve it and sell it in the pub.
Sure.
But
which was right next door.
So guys that sit at the bar and you just come up behind them and start clipping away on them?
Guys and men and women both.
Yeah.
So, Russ, you brought a few beers here to the festival. Tell us about a couple of your favorite brews that you make.
My favorites? One of the fun ones we're doing right now is Cherry Pie Hole. Or actually, this one's the Mixed Berry Pie Hole that we do with Grand Traverse Pie Company. So we put 75 whole baked pies into the beer.
Crust and all?
Crust and all.
Really?
And this one, we've done four. We did an apple. We had... here last year, done a pumpkin pie. We did a cherry one in the summer because you have to if you're from Traverse City. And so this is the mixed berry. So this one, you'll taste the berry forward, and then right at the end is just a little bit of crust.
You know what? I did have your apple pie hole here last year.
Yeah, that was our first one. That one we brewed preemptively because we were developing another beer that we ended up doing well with, but it had to do with oil. How to get oil out of the beer.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network. We are live at the Fifth Third Ballpark at the Winter Beer Fest put on by the Michigan Brewers Guild. And we're talking right now with Russ Springsteen, the owner, the master brewer, and the genius behind Right Brain, which... I absolutely love the name of your brewery because it's a big conversation in our house. I'm left-handed, so my wife's always complaining about my right brain.
Yeah.
It's just...
You're in your right mind then,
it's
right?
It's not easy. But, you know, what a phenomenal success story. I love the whole concept of a barbershop and that serves beer.
Right.
I mean, I've heard stories like that, and I just think they all should. I'd get my hair cut more often.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I'm the worst one to get an appointment to get my hair cut.
Yeah. Hey, Russ, you had some success in a competition. You won a gold medal in 2011 for, help me out with the name, is it Mangalista?
It's the Mangalista.
Mangalista,
the Mangalista,
okay.
Pig Porter.
Okay, so what's unique about that?
That we had four whole cold smoke pig heads in there in rib and leg bone.
Really? In the brew?
In the brew.
So at some point this
didn't actually
strained,
come in your pint, huh? But you know, yeah. It started there.
Wow!
Yeah, and so it ended up tasting like chocolate bacon. It was awesome.
Really?
So we just brew it. We're gonna brew it once a year. It's an imported Hungarian pig, and it's hairy. It's a woolly pig. It's crazy looking. And so they're growing them up, breeding them up in Traverse City.
Okay. There's a fella in the UP that's breeding those also.
So I want to hear this process, though, because this is like nothing I've ever heard about before. So you take one of these pigs and you're actually smoking it, right? Yeah. So grilling guy, hey, we got grilled beer now.
It's all USDA
certified. I think it's the first grilled beer we've had.
That's right.
So you grill it, and you said there's four whole pigs in a batch?
Pig head.
Four
minus
pig heads.
The brain.
Okay.
We ate the brain.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hey, well, it's actually really healthy for you. I'm told by Oriental Man, I know that it helps you develop your brain if you eat animal brains like brain and stuff.
Okay, maybe that's how I got this beer belly, by drinking beer. Okay, I will go there. I'm gonna stop right there. But anyway.
Well, it's bred for its lard qualities, and that's what we were looking for. It's awesome. But then we had to take the lard out. But in the fall is when the lard starts to penetrate back into the muscle, and that's when they harvest this pig. And so that's when we'll do it, is in the fall.
Okay. So do you turn it loose in a field and go hunting it then, to stalk it?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We catch piggies.
So this is brewed in there, and it imparts a flavor that is obviously very unique. You took this to a competition, and you won a gold medal. I mean, that's how cool this is. Is that it, you said it was a chocolatey a little bit with a bacon finish.
Yeah, the nose on it smelled like bacon, and then you could taste it on the palate a little bit, but it finished chocolate.
Wow, very cool. So if somebody wanted to have one of these beers, they have to come to your tap room, right? Not bottling beer yet. To try some of these fantastic right brain beers, you got to get up to Traverse City.
I suggest it, yeah.
And you're right downtown, so there you go, Michigan. If you're listening, we're talking with Russ Springsteen, Right Brain Brewing Company or Brewery, what do you call it?
Right Brain Brewery.
Brewery. And it's right downtown Traverse City. What a wonderful trip any time of the year, because going up to TC is always fun. Russ, thanks so much for taking time with us. I know you got a big day. You're going to work really hard today keeping all these people happy.
This is not. It's serving and drinking beer. It's not hard work.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go out and see you later.
Cool.
All
look
right.
Forward to it. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey,
for
thanks for
me.
Joining us. You're welcome. Yeah. Get up and try Right Brain. Support this entrepreneur, because this is a hardworking man, and what a success story. It's awesome. Love it. We're helped today out here. We've got Orange Julius on site here taking care of all the coordinates. We've got an associate producer out here. Todd Drenth is helping out with the show. And, of course, we got Brian Fonger, the master wizard, back in the studio pushing all the right buttons. Thank you, Brian. And it's the Grillin' Guys. We're at Fifth Third Ballpark. It's the Winter Beer Fest. It's something Jop and I look forward to every year. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and coming up next is one of our best friends in the brewery business. Chaz has been with us since the Grilling Guys was launched. We're going to have Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery joining us next. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Even if you got down on your knees, you couldn't make me say.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.